This is Rhema for Today.
I said, Lord, I know I didn't hear you. You didn't say if I hadn't done something about that demon, you couldn't. You said you wouldn't, didn't you? I said, if you hadn't done something about that, I couldn't. No, I said, I even got a hold of my ear and shook it. Like I said, I know something happened here. I didn't hear right. You didn't say if I hadn't done something about that, you couldn't. You said you wouldn't, didn't you? No, he said, I said, if you hadn't done something about that, I couldn't.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Craig Hagen and Denise Hagen-Burns. Kenneth E. Hagen continues his teaching. This is coming again, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen for today's message.
But you see, the church, because they haven't recognized the authority of their head and the authority that belonged to them. And they haven't recognized the power. Oh yeah, Jesus has got power. Oh yes. Like I was preaching a certain place, you know, and I think, you know, that the Lord can do anything, anywhere, anytime He wants to, under any circumstances. He can just do anything He wants to do. The fellow sitting right in front of me, second pew from the front, the center section in this church, just spoke up and said, amen, bless God, I do. Said it. Just stood right straight up and said it, amen, bless God, I do. Without thinking, you know, the Holy Ghost really told off on it. But I heard these words, somebody speaking, and I turned around and looked, see, and there wasn't anybody speaking, and then I realized it's coming out of my mouth. Without thinking, I said, if he can to do, why don't he make you pay your tithes? I'd never seen the fellow before in my life, never laid eyes on him. When I said that, see, he stood up and said, amen, bless God, I do. I said, well, if he can, why don't he make you pay your tithes? I mean, he got down behind the seat. God told off on him right there in front of the whole crowd. Amen. Are you listening to him? Well, you see, there's a lot of things that the Lord wants to do, and he's been trying to do for a lot of people, and they won't let him. But you see, his work through the church. He received authority, you see. I remember one time when Jesus appeared to me in one of the visions, and he said something to me that just absolutely upended my theology. And you know, sometimes needs upending if it's not in line with the Word of God. He was talking about this very fact of authority and power. And he said to me on the tail end of that vision, actually it lasted about an hour and a half, the whole thing. And he's talking to me about the devil and demons and how to deal with them. I didn't know too much about them up to then or how to deal with them. And while he's talking, he was standing up just about high as the ceiling, and I was kneeling. And there was a demon ran up of us. Looked like similar. Not exactly, but a whole lot like a little monkey. And he just put out a black cloud, just like a smoke screen, you know, and I couldn't see Jesus. And then he began to jump up and down and like that, and kick his legs out, and in a real shrill voice, holler, yakety yak, 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 yak. Just shrill, like a whistle, just hurt your ears. Now there I'm kneeling, and Jesus is saying some things that I need to hear, and I just almost panic. I said, well, don't Jesus know I'm not? I could hear the sound of his voice. I could hear the sound of his voice, but couldn't distinguish a word, and I couldn't see him. Because of that smoke screen or cloud, like a dark cloud that he put up. And you know, and I want to hear that, some very valuable information. Well, now, don't Jesus know that I can't hear him? I don't know what he's saying. And then I thought, why don't Jesus do something about that? Well, he won't let him do that far to begin with. Why don't he do something about that? Now, you see, if you listen a little bit, you'll learn power, and you'll learn why a lot of things happen. I did, and I didn't know it up till then. So he just went right on talking. I could just hear the sound of his voice, not distinguishing a word, and I knew I needed to get it. So finally, in desperation, I just cried out, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I command you to shut up. When I said that, kerflop, that demon hit the floor. The cloud disappeared. And he just lay there trembling, you know, and a whining like a little old pup that you'd whipped. And he said to me, I sure don't want to, but if you tell me to, I know I have to. I said, well, not only shut up, but get out of here. And he took off running. Then I looked back to Jesus, and he said something that absolutely just, I just switched ends. Because he knows what I'm thinking, just like he did when he's here on the earth. I'd already told you what I thought. He said, if you hadn't done something about that, I couldn't. I said, I know I didn't hear you. You didn't say, if I hadn't done something about that demon, you couldn't. You said you wouldn't, didn't you? No, he said, I said, if you hadn't done something about that, you couldn't. No, I said, I even got a hold of my ear and shook it. Like I said, I know something's happened here. I didn't hear right. You didn't say, if I hadn't done something about that, you couldn't. You said you wouldn't, didn't you? No, he said, if you hadn't done something about that, I couldn't. Well, I shook my head, you know, and pulled on the ears a third time and said, Lord, I know I misunderstood you. I know I missed it. Now, you did. If I hadn't done something about that demon, you couldn't. You said you wouldn't, didn't you? No, he said, I said I couldn't. And he emphasized it. Well, I said, Lord, that's different. That's different than anything I'd ever heard. I never heard anything like that. Lord, I said, I can't accept that. I don't care if I am seeing you. I don't care if you are talking to me. I'll not accept a vision, any kind of a supernatural experience, unless it can be proven by the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. And I said, I can't accept that, and I won't accept it unless you can prove it to me. By the Bible said in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, every word be established by at least 3 references in the New Testament. Got angry with me. No, he just smiled so sweetly and said, I'll go you one better. I'll give you 4. I said, Lord, exhibit my ignorance. Most of us are so ignorant, bless our hearts. We know so little. I said, my Lord, I've read the New Testament through 150 times, and certain portions of it more than that. And if there's anything like that in there, I don't know it. Why, he said, son, there's a lot in there you don't know yet. You'll find it out. Some folks don't. They think they know it all, bless their hearts. And they've been dead for all these years. Amen. Now, he said, first of all, from the 28th chapter of Matthew, after that I was raised from the dead to my disciples, I said, all power or authority. I'd studied enough to know that the Greek word translated power there is also translated authority. In fact, most translations translate all authority is given unto me. That's Jesus. both in heaven and in earth. Now, he said, if you stop reading right there, you'd say, well, dear Lord Jesus, you do have all authority in heaven and on earth, or in earth. But he said, keep on reading. Immediately, he did my authority on earth to the church. I said, go teach all nations. Then, as Mark put it, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall be in my name. Number one, they'll cast out devils. Now, he said this to me this way. In my name, of course they'll cast them out, but in my name, they'll exercise authority. You couldn't cast anything out if you didn't have authority over it, could you? He said, in my name, they will exercise authority over demons. Now, he said, you think in this term, and a lot of people think like this, think about casting out devils, casting devils out of someone else. But he said, every believer has the authority, the devil on the run from their own individual lives. Every believer. They will exercise authority. They couldn't do it if they didn't have authority over. But in my name, they'll exercise authority over the devil. Then he said, Peter said, resist the devil, flee from you. Flee from whom? You. One fellow said, well, I tried that and it didn't work. I said, no, it won't ever work, just trying it. He didn't say try to resist the devil. He said do it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Craig Hagen and Denise Hagen Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagen, Kenneth W. Hagen, and the rest of the Hagen family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagen's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagen's book entitled Jesus' Name Above All Names. We're also offering Craig Hagen's CD entitled The Mindset of a Champion. Last but not least, Hagen Burns' CD entitled Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. All these items for the special price of only $29. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-32-4-9-9. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagen Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Craig Hagen and Denise Hagen Burns.
You know, we talk about, you know, it's kind of interesting that our grandfather has a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I don't even know if YouTube was around whenever he passed away.
I don't think it was.
But, you know, we have over 200,000 subscribers now. So, you know, if you want some free, teaching by Brother Hagen, if you'll go to the Kenneth E. Hagen YouTube. It's called Rhema Kenneth E. Hagen, our official YouTube channel as well. And if you want to know anything about Rhema, if you go to rhema.org, you can find out everything there is to know about Rhema.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagen's life-changing teaching. On Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen.